I'm Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. It is Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning, the 8th of October, 724. Now 49 degrees on our way to a beautiful 78 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Steve Harmon and Russ Bonitonibus in to preview Freedom Fest, and more specifically the Freedom Fest rides that are a part of this year's big event. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to have you here as always. And Russ, good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Well, guys, we're just over a month out now from Freedom Fest. And Russ, I wanted to start with you on this because you've been part of the Freedom Rides for an extended period of time. I think maybe almost as long as the Freedom Rides have been an option. What has you excited about this coming back to the schedule?
Yeah, you know, I've been part of it for a long time, as you had made mention. It's just a great event to go out and help support our local veterans and our veteran programs. And, you know, what's there not to like about a great bike ride?
Well, indeed, and Russ is with Lyon County State Bank, and Lyon County State Bank is specifically sponsoring the Timmerman ride. Tell us about that, Russ.
Yeah. We're going to, on that ride, we're going south to the Opie Memorial, the Veterans Memorial there. So it's going to be a ride directly out and back on the same course. So won't be too complicated as far as their route. It's a nice route, I think people will enjoy it. Every time we've kind of gone that route, people have made comments that it's nice to get in there and turn around and go back. We'll have the USD 252 Honor Flight students there cheering us on when we come through there in Opie. So that'll be exciting. And as far as Lyon County State Bank supporting the Freedom Fest, you know, we're big on supporting our veterans and veterans programs, as you know. Not only do we help with the Honor Flight, we also help with the Freedom Fest, and then also we do our banners on our buildings. So it's important to us and to give back to those who have served our country.
Steve, what other riding options are available coming up here on the 9th?
Yeah, so the folks that want to do a little bit longer ride, we've got the Merchant Cycles Freedom Ride. We call it that, the Eisenhower Ride, and it's a little over 50 miles, and it's another beautiful ride. You know, instead of going south, you're going to go east and north, and you're going to head up to our North Lyon County Veterans Memorial and get a chance to see some amazing work that's going on up there and that project that continues to grow. And we'll have a great water stop there and a chance to tour the memorial. Or if you're in a hurry, if you want to win one of those prizes, you can come right back. But, yeah, get a chance to see the Flint Hills at its finest on November 9th. So, yeah, it's going to be a great ride sponsored by Merchant Cycles. And they are providing this year, and this is a first, they're going to provide for the top three male, top three female, some nice swag items that you can get for the riders out there from Merchant Cycles itself. So, you know, we're pretty excited about that. And also, Lyon County State Bank is providing some great prizes for our Freedom Run, too. So not only do they sponsor and help us out, but every year they're giving some gift certificates for those that are running. So we appreciate Russ and the team at Lyon County State Bank.
Yeah, this is just the ride portion of Freedom Fest we're talking about. We got a lot of activities that are going to be happening at the All Veterans Memorial, but Merchant Street Cycle, the 52-mile Eisenhower Ride, take you up to Bishong. You're right, Steve, they've done some great work with the memorial, and they still it's a work in progress, too, and it truly is inspiring. So that's where the proceeds of the Merchant Street Cycle 52-miler were going. As Russ mentioned, the ride sponsored by Lyon County State Bank will go to the Outstanding Honor Flight Program, USD 252. Those are the ride events happening during Freedom Fest. We're still walking and running, though, aren't we, Steve?
We are. Run, ride, ruck, release, recognize. We do it all.
Yeah, there
much.
It is.
Right? Have a good time. And then we get to eat some really good food, too, from a Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill. So if you don't want to do any of those things, come on down and join us on the 9th and have some fantastic food from the Wagon Wheel Bar and Grill and see some great folks down there. All of our sponsors, as well as different organizations that are part of veterans programs and the Kansas Army National Guard, will be down there at what we call the Expo. So and get a chance to see some military vehicles, meet some soldiers, talk to some veterans, and obviously see one of the most beautiful memorials in Kansas, the Emporia Veterans Memorial. So, yeah, we're really excited, as always.
You know, one thing, too, that in case people maybe can't participate on the 9th, but they would like to be involved, the way it sounds is you've got virtual rides that are back on, and those will count as well.
You bet. For the run and the rides, we have those virtual events, and then we also just have a straight-up donation, too, because these go to great causes that support our veterans and their families. But, yep, go to EmporiaFreedomFest.org, and the window now to compete and cycle or run is open for the virtual rides, so you don't have to wait till the 9th. We like to say we go from 9/11 to 11/11 on our virtual event, so EmporiaFreedomFest.org for registration.
Yeah, log on to that website. All the information is right there. You could sign up, you can pay, you can do virtually anything right there on the website, EmporiaFreedomFest.org. We mentioned the rides, the Freedom Run / Walk. The Norwegian Foot March will be happening. That has become very popular. And of course, Steve, don't forget something you've been doing since the beginning, and that's the Spur Challenge.
That's right. Spur Challenge is for those of you who want to try something different. There's no one else in the country doing this, so I encourage those that like to do longer runs or more extensive physical activity to try this out. So you get to do the 5K, you get to do the Eisenhower ride, and then we get a chance for you to get a taste of being an armored cavalry soldier, and we put you through a cavalry spur challenge lane. We've got soldiers that help with that, and it's a lot of fun. And you can ask the folks that have gone through it. You don't need any experience. You don't need a military background. It's just we ask you just to give it a taste, to give it a try, and complete it, and get a chance to earn your spur. And that's always an amazing ceremony because you get to be an honorary member of the 1635 Armor Spur Association. So pretty cool ceremony.
Yeah, it really is. And a big thanks to Southern Star Central Gas Pipeline for sponsoring the Spur Challenge this year. And as Steve mentioned, the expo going on. So when do things start at the All Veterans Memorial the morning of the 9th, Steve?
So for those who are in the ruck march, it starts really early. We need you there at 7 so we can get your ruck weighed and get you on the road. And then most of the events really kick off about 9 o'clock. And we hope to encourage everyone to register in advance so you don't have to wait in the line and the chaos that normally starts with any large event like that. So in a nice, beautiful, small space. So, but yeah, get down there between 8 and 9 to get checked in, unless you're a ruck marcher. And we'll be going all morning and have some great food, breakfast and lunch, of course, Wagon Wheel, and check out the sights.
Well, and Dynamic Disc will also be sponsoring the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open, too. Soden's Grove Park, and yep. I think that's noon, Steve, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, they're doing one flight this year. It's noon, and we'll be talking more about that throughout this month. And it's a great, great program that Jackie Morris over there at Dynamic just puts together for us, and that's a fantastic support that we get from them. And they've got some nice custom discs they give to participants for that event. And, of course, everybody gets a chance to get their finisher medal, which is a pretty cool emblem, and we'll be unveiling that this week on our website.
Outstanding. Russ, anything else you wanted to add before we at least wrap up this particular preview of Freedom Fest?
Oh, I'd just like to, put a shout out to the whole Freedom Fest committee and all the sponsors. Thank you for making a difference in our community for our veterans and veterans programs. There's a lot of work that goes into this. Steve, he just does a tremendous job organizing everything. And, with everyone that's involved, it takes truly an army to make this work. And we appreciate everybody's efforts and hard work.
Steve, how about you? Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to record that from Russ. That was fantastic.
Nice job,
the Freedom
Russ.
Fest Army.
Yep.
Yep, the Freedom Fest Army is alive and well. You're 21. You guys are a part of it. So thank you.
Well, we can't wait. It's going to be another great year, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun, too, raising money and, of course, acknowledging the veterans and the sacrifices that have been made and continue to be made. Steve, thanks always, as always, for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Russ, good to talk to you.
Yep, same here. Thank you for everything.
Russ Bonautonomous, Lyon County State Bank, sponsors of the 20-mile Timmerman Ride, a part of Freedom Fest, November 9th. And Steve Harmon, lead organizer, Freedom Fest. Please log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org for all the information. It's right there for you.
Yeah, a great format, too, with that new layout website. Want to let you know that our newsmakers are full this week, and they're almost full next.